from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I hope that as you continue listening, you'll hear what the Lord has to say to your heart today. Our preacher is the Reverend John Greer, and he continues to let the Bible speak on the Roman centurion. Last time he let the Bible speak on the centurion's conversion. Today it's his confession, found in some words in Mark's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 39. Truly, this man was the Son of God. But before we hear that message and also some words in song, let's think for just a few moments of words found in Psalm 103 and verse 14. He knoweth our frame. Surely this is a very encouraging truth. Other people may sometimes consider us strong whenever really we're weak. Some may think us healthy whenever we have a diseased body. There may be others who would say that we're out of temper when we're really suffering great pain. But the Lord knoweth our frame. But this is not just a bare knowledge. It's a knowledge united with love. It's a knowledge that awakens sympathy, knowledge that takes the will for the deed. He knows the weakness of our constitutions, the exact nature of our temperament. The Lord knows the shattered state of our nerves and the disease which may be causing irritability or depression. He can distinguish between what proceeds from just merely physical causes and what flows from the innate depravity of our own hearts. The Lord knows every avenue by which temptation can enter and the effects which external objects can have upon us. The Lord knows that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You may not know the cause of your depression or your irritability or even excitability, but your heavenly Father knows, and like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Oh, let us never forget the words of Psalm 103 and verse 14, He knoweth our frame.
Glory, glory, glory. Alleluia. began, I want to bring your attention to this remarkable account in the Gospels of the conversion of the Roman centurion who was at the cross at Calvary when the Lord was crucified. In Mark 15, verse 39, we have his confession, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." His voice was raised in defense of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we have looked at these scenes around the cross, with the enemies of the Lord mocking him and questioning his sonship, and the centurion then raising his voice and saying, "Truly, this man was the Son of God," we've asked the question as to what it was that was used to bring out this confession from this man's heart and from his lips. And I have said, first of all, that he was moved by the particulars of the Lord's death. He was there the whole way through that scene. He witnessed all that took place. Indeed, he was in charge of the crucifixion of our Savior. And therefore, it is undoubtedly true that he was moved by what he saw. And as he witnessed all these particulars of the Lord's death, that there is unquestionably the fact that the testimony of Christ's death was moved to bring him to confess the Savior. The testimony of the Lord's death. You see, there were different voices heard at Calvary, testifying in different ways concerning the death of our Lord Jesus. Some uttered mocking testimony, and yet at the same time they were uttering truth. For example, in Matthew 27:42, it says, "He saved others." And then the Lord was referred to as Christ, the Anointed One, or the Messiah. And there was also the testimony of the thief who hung on the cross and who was brought to know the Lord Jesus even in that hour of death. And he cried out, "Lord, remember me." And there was the response, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." So there were many voices heard at Calvary, and they were all testifying in one way or another concerning the death of our Savior. But perhaps the greatest testimony of all was comprised of the seven cries that came from the lips of our Savior. Seven times he spoke from the cross, and the centurion would have heard those words. The first was, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." The final cry was, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And in between you have the other cries, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. I thirst, it is finished." Mark's account shows that it was especially the last few cries that moved the centurion, because in that verse again we are told, that is Mark 15:39, we are told this, that, "And when the centurion heard these things and saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly this man was the Son of God." It says when he heard that he so cried out, and that was in reference to that last great cry, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." It was that especially that moved the centurion. So there was testimony to Christ's death uttered at Calvary. And therefore, what we are being shown is that it was the word, it was the truth that was used to awaken this hardened man. The testimony was presented that Christ was the Messiah, the priest, the sacrifice, the Savior. And that testimony was used to move this man and bring him to cry out as he did that this is the Son of God. Here we are shown so clearly that it is the Word of God that is used to bring sinners to Jesus Christ. That's why it's so important for you to hear the Word of God. So important for you to listen to God's truth. Turn your ears away from every other kind of message that might be brought to you. If it is not the true and faithful preaching of God's holy word, then I would urge you to turn away from it. But listen to the gospel when you can do so. Hear the words of life. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it is especially the preaching of the cross that will save the soul. And I urge you, therefore, to give attention to the testimony of Christ's death as it's presented throughout the word of God. Listen to that truth that deals with his person and his work and his suffering on behalf of sinners, and thereby you will hear the words of life. And as you hear them, give attention to them, think of the need of your heart and the need of your soul, and flee to that Saviour whose death is presented to you as one that saves, as the only one that will satisfy divine justice and bring life to the guilty soul. There was also the triumph of Christ's death. This was a crucifixion. It was shameful. It was degrading in nature. And yet, in Christ's case, there was an unusual aura of triumph. His death was not the ignominious defeat that is so often presented. There was the triumphant sound, the sound of the loud voice. His voice was loud right to the very end, because he cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. This was the sound of strength. At the very end, after all his pain and his suffering, his voice was strong and vibrant. The voice, of course, is one of the first faculties to fail, and many a man can only whisper at most a few faltering, broken words. But just before he expired, the Lord spoke in full strength. It was the sound of strength. It was the sound of supremacy. It was the loud voice of one who had routed the enemy, who was triumphing in his death over sin and over the devil and over hell. And that man was moved to the very center of his being with the triumph of our Savior's death. May you be moved today, and may God write his word upon your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.